Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comotti here at Venice Days, Venice Film Festival. And today I'm in company with Miranda July here for Miu Miu Tales. Welcome, Miranda.
Hello.
First question. No, I don't know if it's a question. Maybe it's just me ranting for a second. Somebody, you created an app at the same time you also did the short film for Miu Miu. And the fact that I actually created an app for me is something that continues to establish a journey that I can see, you know, in your eclectic career, you know, from writing and then performance art and then internet art, if we can label it this way, until and always about relationship and how we transform relationships by aging in this age. What really interests you in the third character, which is internet, you know, in every single relationship, there's always internet now coming in.
Right. I know. I mean, like a lot of artists these days, probably, I don't set out thinking, oh, I want the internet to be in my movie or whatever. It just comes in, I guess, because I'm interested in the real world, and it is so much in my real world and everyone else's. And do you want to hold for this helicopter? No. Okay, it's fine. There is a helicopter. It's really happening. And there it is. So, and I guess there is a part of me, you know, I'm of the age where I remember my childhood before the internet, and some part of me feels like, oh, when's it going to get back to normal like it was when I was a kid? And yet I'm not so old that I can see outside of it, really. It's just memories. And I guess that it's sort of an interesting position. It makes you like intrigued and also a little bit like I want to push back and find my own uses for it, and I kind of question, like, is this the best way that we can be using the technology? Not that I don't think it should exist, but just like, well, what else can we do with it? Because it's actually killing certain parts of me that I most value. So maybe what's something I could create with it that would like increase the joy that I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. I was actually talking to Kim earlier, and I know one of her films as well. Also, of course, I've seen both of your short films, and she's kind of like, she has this beautiful obsession with the dynamics in family. So right, very, you know, the first nucleus of like interrelation when we, you know, we were born. Whereas I see you almost as interested in the way outside that fence, you know, outside the family fence, and what happens when you are completely free and therefore you embrace this sort of solitude and you need to create new things. Do you think that the idea that you said is exactly the function of internet,
yeah,
is going towards kind of us embracing us again, or is actually killing that, you know, the relationship between me and you and everyone,
right,
we know? Sorry.
I mean, it's both, right? Like, yes, it is amazing to be able to connect with people in a way we haven't before, especially if you are isolated, you know, it can be a lifeline. For someone like me, the main thing I care about is having sort of loose time in my head where I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing next, and that's usually where new ideas come from. So if I'm always plugging that with my phone or my computer, that's a little dangerous, like, for my actual livelihood. And getting back to your sort of earlier question, like, yeah, I am quite focused on people alone. Like, my characters never really have backstories of their families. And often people say that I'm interested in connection, but it's more about, like, well, if you are alone, then you're struggling to have some kind of connection. And in my world, usually they're very imperfect connections. Like, I don't have some romantic vision of like, total oneness. Yeah.
Unfortunately, we need to cut it down, so I need to do the heaviest question ever.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. But it comes from a beautiful person, and also he happens to be an artist, and he's very fond of your work. Yeah. What do you worry about?
Pretty much everything, every second of the day. I mean, where do I begin? Yeah, I'm the kind of person who every moment is trying to decide if the choice that I'm making makes me a good person or a bad person. It's so boring.
No.
Yeah, well, it is for me on a day-to-day basis. So, yeah, just every little thing. I'm like, oh, and usually what I'm doing is making me a bad person, so I have to redeem myself again and again and again.
What do you call it? Catharsis or something? Maybe,
oh,
maybe.
Yeah, no, just like more a rut grinding down into nothingness. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Miranda.
Thank
you for being with us.
And this was Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.